Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to focus some attention on a great contribution to this fight the world is in right now. And no, it's not a fight between Russia and NATO. It's a fight between light and darkness. It's a fight between hope and despair. It's a fight between a pursuit of truth and the most crass and gross cynicism about the human condition. And what's amazing to me is how many artists in various fields, we're just talking about the sort of arcane field of ballet, but it's in the world of literature and painting and filmmaking. John Andrasik is somebody who lives and works in Hollywood, and he's been speaking out for the truth even when it wasn't popular. Right now, it's a very different situation. He's the songwriter and performer known as the platinum-selling, Grammy-nominated Five for Fighting. In the 2 decades since his first major single, which we were just talking about, Superman, It's Not Easy, hit the stratosphere. To date, Five for Fighting has released 6 studio LPs, including the platinum-certified America Town and The Battle for Everything. New song is dedicated to Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, and it's called One Man Can Save the World. John, thanks for your contribution to saving the world, and thanks for this song.
Michael, it's great to hear your voice. It's been too long, my friend.
Yes, it has. I remember Jeremy was reminding me we spent some time together at a time of some hope in 2008 at the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis. John McCain didn't win, but it was an interesting convention. It was great to see you. And again, you had people spellbound as you were performing for them. When did you become aware of, and I hate to say it, but it's true. It's not just gushy stuff. It's the truth. Zelensky has become a figure of moral stature in the world, which is what your song really is about. When did you become aware of that transition from being a comedian? That's how your song begins. The first line is, who is this comedian?
You know, I think it really started when President Biden and Secretary Blinken offered Zelensky the plane ticket. And you know, Zelensky said, you know, you can keep your plane ticket, give me some Stinger missiles and a few MiGs, and I'm ready to go down with the ship here. I think we all were a little taken aback by that. We haven't seen that kind of courage and leadership in the West, frankly, in decades. And I think we're asking, who is this guy? You know, who is this guy? And you look at him, and it looks like, you know, he is like, you know, Winston Churchill morphed into Charlie Chaplin. And with his eloquence and his fight and his wife, who has the same kind of eloquence and courage as he does, and the Ukrainian people, I think we've all kind of just been awe, and how can you not be inspired by their will, their fortitude, you know, fighting for freedom, like you said. I mean, nobody says it better than you. It's simple. It's good guys versus bad guys. It's good versus evil. It's a tipping point for the world, and he is, by example, I think, bringing out the best in many of us.
You know, it's interesting. You I'm sure, have some memories of the long, long ago Reagan era, when there was also this world-threatening tension between the United States and what was then the Soviet Union. But there wasn't ever, I don't remember ever at any time during that entire period, having the kind of unanimity that we have right now. Could that be because this war is so utterly unprovoked? In other words, if for people who are Putin apologists, the question would be, okay, what should the Ukrainians, what should Zelensky have done to avoid the war other than to kill himself? I mean, this is, in other words, there's nothing that the Ukrainians did to provoke this fight. They're living their lives as a somewhat struggling Eastern European country. Don't you think that's at the heart of why this, I think, touches people so much?
I do. And I also think, you know, it's the age we're in. We're in an instant video age. You know, back in the day in the war, even the Iraq war, you know, we saw images, but we didn't see mothers with AK-47s in their apartment with their children behind them ready to die for their country. So I think, you know, seeing this in real time, and it's, you know, it's easy to find the bad guy here. There's no kind of moral equivalence. A lot of people like try to find these moral equivalents, and war is bad and both sides are to blame. I think if you're honest, you realize there's one evil doer here. And with Zelensky, again, someone who again is so eloquent and just so brave. And you know, the difference between him and Reagan, who I love, and Churchill, who I love, is they weren't being hunted by assassination crews during their tenure. And, you know, Zelensky's doing all this knowing that Putin's trying to assassinate him. And every time I watch him give a speech, I wonder, is this going to be the last time I hear him? You know, I wrote the last line of the song, "We Die But Maybe Live Again," expecting that he very well may be assassinated in the next week, month to come. But he, like true heroes of history, it's more than him. And as you said at the beginning, it's more than Russia and Ukraine. It's who are we? Are we the America of the Berlin Wall, of Normandy, or are we the America of Afghanistan, where we abandon our citizens and allies? And I think through Zelensky's actions, he's strengthening us, he's shaming us, he's empowering us, and inspiring the world. And for those detractors, I don't understand their agenda, but thank God most of the world seems to be on the right side of this.
No, there's no doubt about it. When did you write the song?
You know, it's funny. I wrote it kind of like Superman. It kind of came in very quickly. I wrote it, you know, last Thursday. You know, what really kind of moved me to do it was there was a letter from some Republican senators saying, you know, give this guy some nicks. And then I saw, you know, the potential of prime ministers, which we did end up seeing from Poland and Slovenia going to Kyiv. I mean, nobody could have imagined that. You know, we thought this would be over in 3 or 4 days. And I started seeing Russian reporters starting to defy Putin. And I'm like, this guy is, you know, he's changing not only how we see the world, but how we act, how we stand up. But at the same time, we're wondering, is this all in vain? You know, Putin still is, you know, encroaching. He's got a much larger military. We seem to be standing on the sidelines to some degree. Nobody wants to escalate. So I have this dichotomy of, like, this guy is changing the world, but is he? Is it short term? And I wrote the song literally in a day. I recorded it the next day and found myself uploading a piano vocal, which you never do in music, just Monday morning. And it's been quite humbling to see the response.
And I listened to it Tuesday, and as I said to you in a comment line, you must have had hundreds of thousands of comments, maybe millions so far. It moved me to tears because of this moment that we're in. I think of a Churchill quote that my listeners have heard before, and you've heard before too, John Andrasik. It was as if my whole life were preparation for this moment and this trial. That's the way it is for America. And John Andrasik, a great American patriot, by the way, who's devoted a great deal of attention to supporting our troops and our armed forces as well. God bless you for your efforts. We're going to hear the song, "One Man Can Save the World." Can one man save the world? Coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the sensation created by this amazing song. The song is called Can One Man Save the World? It's dedicated to Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. And in fact, the background for the CD version of the song, if you get it, shows a Ukrainian flag fluttering before a blue sky with the words written on the yellow portion of the Ukrainian flag, "Can one man save the world?" It's by Five for Fighting, John Andrasik, who was just with us. It is profoundly thought-provoking. I find very moving when you think about it and some of the issues that it raises. And the song speaks for itself, beginning like this.
He's a fifth comedian, his audience more mass than men. This Superman Ukrainian, I don't know. Great grandson of the Holocaust, an eastern heart the West has lost. Nail or carry off his cross, I don't know. Can one man save the world in a thousand years? Will they say your name, or is this all in vain? Can one man save the world? Will you take my hand? Will you help me stand still in the end? Can one man save the world? Olena pulls into her breast the bear, the devil stabs their chest. Can one embrace raise the oppressed? I don't know. Does freedom still have appetite? Is there the will, the goods to fight? Can a single flame light up the night? I don't know.
Doesn't move you. There's something wrong. I'm emotional about this today because today is actually it's the anniversary of my father's passing, and I'm emotional about that. My dad died in 2009, age 83. He had a remarkable and wonderful life. And he was connected to all of this. He has his five younger sisters, actually they were older sisters. My dad was born when my grandmother was 49. She was 50 by the time I was born. She got pregnant when she was 49. And she had lost those five girls who are buried in Ukrainian soil because she was trapped in Ukraine during the war after her husband had come ahead of the family, my grandfather, to the United States. And to see this hope for freedom, this hope that has grown up in Ukraine of all places, Peggy Noonan wrote about Zelensky's speech, and Peggy Noonan, like Peter Robinson, was a very, very accomplished speechwriter for President Reagan and for President Bush. She writes, as for President Volodymyr Zelensky's speech this week to a joint session of Congress, he was really speaking to America. Before he spoke, he received a standing ovation with cheers, but afterward the members who stood and applauded again looked more subdued. They all insisted afterward that it was beautiful, powerful. They were all so moved. They really liked their emotions up there on the Hill. But it wasn't really. 3 weeks ago, he was a poignant figure, bravely beseeching. Now he is bolder. I am addressing President Biden. Being the leader of the world means being the leader of peace. There was a sense he has the American president over a barrel. If Mr. Biden is sincere and strong, he will do as Mr. Zelensky requests. I don't much like it when foreign leaders, even great ones, think they have the American president over a barrel. My impression is the vast political center in America is highly sympathetic toward the Ukraine and greatly admires Mr. Zelensky, and members don't want to get on the wrong side of that. Nor should they. There's another indication, and I wanted to share that with you because we played some of it earlier this week, but Arnold Schwarzenegger has sent out this message to the people of Russia because he has Russian fans and associates, and it's a powerful message, and it's gone viral and apparently had a real impact both for the Russian diaspora and for people living behind the Putin curtain. We will hear what that has to say and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael MedVed. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Senate confirmation hearings start next week, SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for the questions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
She, which won't surprise anyone, started studying and practicing and preparing as soon as she was nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. And that process has obviously picked up over the last couple of days. And so our team will be closely watching and monitoring the hearings next week. I'm sure we'll be responding to the inevitable doses of misinformation that travel out as well.
According to the Defense Department, the Russians remain largely stalled on day 23 of the invasion of Ukraine and have not been able to move further toward Kyiv. Reports of missile strikes near Lviv's airport are accurate, which is less than 40 miles from the Polish border. In more information from the Defense Department, the Russians have now launched over 1,200 missiles at Ukrainian targets. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's a phenomenon now, and who could believe it? I mean, people are moved, and everybody wants to do something, because everybody has some connection somehow to this. I mean, particularly the millions of Americans, and there are millions of Americans, who have some family or background connection with Ukraine or with Russia. Because some of the most heroic figures, I think, in terms of trying to get this message across are people in Russia who are trying to disentangle their country from this horrible web of evil associated with the Putin regime. What I was talking about people here with some connection, Arnold Schwarzenegger talks about this. He created this video address, and no, I don't think that Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of the greatest actors who has ever worked, but he certainly rose to the occasion for this. This is actually the best Schwarzenegger film ever. You like The Terminator? No, this is better. It's a video address by the former governor and Hollywood actor. And CNN has a big headline, how hackers Arnold Schwarzenegger and the State Department are trying to pierce Putin's digital iron curtain. And BBC writes that a video address by Hollywood actor Arnold Schwarzenegger to the Russian people was trending on Russian Twitter on Friday and sparked wide reaction. In it, Schwarzenegger warns Russians they're being lied to with misinformation about their country's assault on Ukraine. Addressing Russian President Vladimir Putin personally, he says, "You started this war. You can stop it." His intervention has been praised by Russians who oppose the war in Ukraine. Writing on the Telegram app, opposition politician Lev Schlossberg said it had been filmed with respect toward us Russian people. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he said, has a unique ability to talk to anyone with persuasion, respect, and on equal terms. Wits, power, and justice. Have a listen. Think about it. Understand. This is part of the Russian opposition, Lev Schlossberg. And Schwarzenegger begins telling a story how he grew up with a member of the Nazi Party. His father was a cop in Linz, Austria, and his father had been sent as a Nazi soldier to the Russian front and had been there in the siege of Leningrad and didn't want Arnold to have any connection. He had posted a picture when he was a boy of a Russian weightlifter. And he said, you know, you'd have to put up a picture of an Austrian or a German. And he comes back to his father at the very end, but then goes on to talk about that connection that he believes he has through his family, through his father having been part of that force attacking Russia in the war. He has this to say.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for sharing your time with me. I'm sending this message through various different channels to reach my dear Russian friends and the Russian soldiers serving in Ukraine. I'm speaking to you today because there are things that are going on in the world that are being kept from you, terrible things that you should know about. See, the world has turned against Russia because of its actions in Ukraine. Whole city blocks have been flattened by Russian artillery and bombs, including a children's hospital and a maternity hospital. 3 million Ukrainian refugees, mainly women, children, and elderly, fled their country, and many more are trying to seek to get out. It is a humanitarian crisis. You're also not being told the truth about the consequences of this war on Russia itself. I regret to tell you that thousands of Russian soldiers that have been killed. They have been caught between Ukrainians fighting for their homeland and the Russian leadership fighting for conquest.
Okay, and then he brings it back to the story of his father at the very end. And part of it is he says, when my father arrived in Leningrad fighting in World War II, he was all pumped up on the lies of his government, and when he left Leningrad, he was broken physically and mentally. He lived the rest of his life in pain. Pain from a broken back, pain from the shrapnel that always reminded him of those terrible years, and pain from the guilt that he felt. To the Russian soldiers listening to this broadcast, you already know much of the truth that I've been speaking. You've seen it with your own eyes. I don't want you to be broken like my father. This is not the war to defend Russia that your grandfathers or your great-grandfathers fought. This is an illegal war. Your lives, your limbs, your futures are being sacrificed for a senseless war being condemned by the entire world. And then now to those in power in the Kremlin. He says, let me just ask you, why would you sacrifice these young men for your own ambitions? To the soldiers who are listening to this, remember that 11 million Russians have family connections to Ukraine, so every bullet you shoot a brother or a sister. And the last clip that Schwarzenegger wraps up the argument.
And to President Putin, I say, you started this war. You're leading this war. You can stop this war. Now, let me close with a message to all of the Russians who have been protesting on the streets against the invasion of Ukraine. The world has seen your bravery. We know that you have suffered the consequences of your courage. You have been arrested, you have been jailed, and you have been beaten. You are my new heroes. You have the true heart of Russia. My dear Russian friends, May God bless you all.
And may God bless you, Governor, for actually having the forethought to get involved in this struggle, and it's a struggle to convey the truth. And you do hear about the courage involved. I was speaking before about Marina Ovsyannikova, who is that TV producer who rushed on and to hold up a sign to get the message across under very difficult circumstances. She was released from detention on Tuesday of this week and fined the $280, 30,000 rubles by a Moscow court for the video she released explaining her actions. Her lawyers warned that she could still face charges under a new Russian law that prohibits criticism of the military and makes it illegal to describe the Russian offensive in Ukraine as an invasion. No, it's a special military action. The penalty, up to 15 years in prison. Invoking a phrase popularized by jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, she added, "Anyone interested in the bright future of this country needs to be here, even if we're 15 years behind bars." Since Ms. Ovsyannikova's on-air protest, at least four top journalists of state-run TV channels have resigned. The Speaker of Russia's lower house of parliament this week called on Channel 1 producer to be treated with all severity. That could be very severe indeed. Ms. Ovsyannikova worked for state television in her hometown after graduation before moving to Moscow in 2002. After earning a master's degree, she started writing news reports for well-known anchor Zhanna Agalakova. Ms. Agalakova is one of the anchors who quit this week. It was in 2008 when Russia launched a military campaign against the neighboring country of Georgia that Ms. Ovsyannikova says she first started feeling cognitive dissonance, loving her country but disagreeing with its direction. May she be granted strength and protection. There are three big new movies that we're going to be reviewing coming up. One of them, Dark.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a three-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll-free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, hoping with the longer days now that are granted by the daylight savings time, and yes, we do have longer days, we will talk about whether or not it's a great idea at some point to actually go to permanent daylight savings time, which the Senate has voted to do, hasn't been decided yet in the House, and President Biden, in the midst of everything else, hasn't taken a position. But wishing you all a great Sabbath, whenever you may celebrate it, and we celebrate it tonight, of course, and a weekend of peace and encouragement, and encouragement toward a peace in this hurting world, but a peace with victory for the forces of decency. Okay, forces of decency not always in evidence from Hollywood. There are three films, and they're very different films. None of them, in my opinion, exactly great. One of them with very wide appeal. Let's go to that one first, which is called Turning Red. And it's been open for a week, and a lot of people absolutely love it. It is rated PG, which, by the way, I think is extremely dubious for what the film is. And it's all about a Chinese-Canadian girl, 13 years old, very adorable. The animation by Pixar Disney is terrific, as you would expect. The voices are not featuring people with particularly recognizable voices or personalities. But the plot is this young lady is very, very committed to her group of friends. They are committed, passionately want to go see a boy band will transform their lives. They're also very good students. They're good kids. But she is going to defy her mother for the first time. And a very big part of the film, and one of the reasons it's gotten so much critical acclaim, is it's really about her getting her period. And the film talks about it a lot, which is why the PG rating for girls who may not really know about that or be prepared for it. In any event, something happens as part of a family curse where she is transformed into a giant red panda when her emotions begin to get the better of her. And this is what the conflict in the film sounds like.
Is everything okay?
I'm a gross red monster! Look at me! Stay back!
It's happened already?
What did you say?
Our ancestors had a mystical connection with red pandas.
Are you kidding me?
I've always wanted a tail.
I'm a freak!
We love you, May.
You're our girl.
My whole life I've been perfect little May May. But maybe I like this new me.
Okay, is it watchable? It's watchable. Is it frustrating? It's a little bit frustrating. And again, I think the PG-13 is more appropriate for some of the themes. The other aspect of the theme that strikes, I think, will strike any parent watching the film, is she becomes enlightened in the film's point of view when she is more committed to her friends than to her family, despite the fact the family is very loving. The mother in the movie seems to be at least partially inspired by the Tiger Mom that Amy Chua made famous. It has moments that are very funny, that are very exciting. Basically the basic question about whether she will ever be rid of this panda transformation is not entirely satisfactory in its resolution. 2.5 stars, 2.5 stars for the watchable, very audacious and original, Turning Red. But the movie has got more levels of complexity and controversy than you might expect from what some of the reviews have said. There's another film out which is a much more adult film, and this is definitely rated R. I mean, it's a film with very graphic scenes of sexuality, and it's about the unhappiest marriage you can imagine. It's based on a novel from 1957. They've tried to make the film. The husband, played by Ben Affleck, is resigned to the fact that his wife has flings, to put it gently, with all kinds of different guys, and he is trying to accept that. Except that he is also racked with jealousy, and somehow some of these people who have the flings with his wife end up dead. Now, could he be the guilty party? The film is called Deep Water, and it sounds like this.
Why are you the only man who wants to stay with me?
No, no.
Yes, you do.
I do.
You love me.
Of course.
The fact that she's comfortable flaunting all these relationships around all of us, you're better than it.
She's different. That's what I like about her.
I just want to feel joy in my life.
You want to tell me why you didn't come home last night?
Not really.
Okay, the film is illuminated by fantastic performances. Ana de Armas is going to be a major star. She was also in Knives Out, if you recall, playing a central role in that film. And the chemistry between her and Ben Affleck is remarkable. The film keeps you guessing about its central mysteries throughout in a very effective way. Again, rated R, there is some very disturbing violence. There is a great deal of nudity and a great deal of graphic sexuality. The filmmaker is Adrian Lyne, who is fairly well known for Fatal Attraction, Flashdance, other films. He's 81 years old, but it's a very effectively directed film, and they do something, for better or worse, they switch around the conclusion of the film from the novel. And I think probably it works better the film's way, because there is a major surprise. 3 stars for the R-rated, very dark, erotic thriller, Deep Water. And then there's Mel Gibson and Cole Hauser in Panama, which is set in 1989 with the U.S. about to invade Panama. Cole Hauser is a former Marine, former secret operator on various missions, and Mel Gibson is his former colleague. They're going to go back one more time to deliver arms to the Contras, and it's a complicated and potentially deadly mission. Listen.
Let me tell you, there's nothing more rock and roll than taking out the bad guys for the red, white, and blue.
Welcome to the jungle!
This is where I come in to clean it up.
Last time you were in the field.
A long time ago, I'm rusty.
Make sure you hit him in the head.
Okay, there's lots of violence, but there's also a lot of graphic sexuality, and even more nudity than in the previous film we talked about, Deep Water, the nudity involving various hookers in Panama City, one of whom actually gets the attention of the main character, who is supposed to be grieving for his late wife. The film's action scenes are reasonably well staged. Cole Hauser is a sympathetic main character. As for Mel Gibson, he's only in the film for a couple of scenes, but he does provide some narration. It's kind of what you would expect, and the surprises don't really generate much energy because you can figure them all out in advance. It is rated R. It's playing in theaters. By the way, Turning Red is now streaming on Disney Plus, and Deep Water is streaming on Hulu starting today. So those are films, 1 2-star, 1 2.5, and 1 3-star. Coming up, has the Congress of the United States done something that deserves 4 stars? They've passed a bill to prohibit discrimination based on hair, outlawing discrimination based on textures like afros and cornrows and dreadlocks. Well, is that a new frontier in the fight for equal justice? Plus, is it true, as a liberal columnist says, that Republicans are trying to erase our diverse history? I don't think it's true at all, but we'll debate that with Jill Lawrence. Coming up on the Michael Medved Show Monday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.